On WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. Many will reflect on tomorrow's 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, but for members of the Muslim community, that event brings on a complicated set of emotions. Ashfaq Tafiq immigrated to the U.S. when he was 25 and settled in Alabama in 1989. He's one of the founding members of the Birmingham Islamic Society. Now, at age 71, Tafiq still hopes Muslim Americans can be accepted without the hurtful stereotypes stirred up by 9/11. What were things like for Birmingham's Muslim community before the attacks on 9/11, and how does that compare to how things are now?
You know, before 9/11, things were different, of course, but the intensity of hatred, intensity of suspicion around the Muslim was always there, but it was not as intense. I think early 90s, a movie Siege that portrayed Muslims in a very bad light, movies like that and statements from the government officials. I remember one of the vice presidents had said that now that we have combated the Soviet Union, the communism, next is the radical Islam. Those kind of terminologies were there, but they became very intense after 9/11.
Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the hate and fear amongst Muslims. A decade after 9/11, hate crimes increased dramatically in the U.S. Is the Muslim terrorist stereotype as prominent now as it was 20 years ago, or has the U.S. made some progress?
I'll tell you, many Muslims have certainly made some progress. Islamic radicalism and Islamic terrorism is being talked by people who do not seek to have dialogue with us. So we don't know sometimes. So those people who seek to come to our center are more sympathetic and more empathetic towards the Muslim community. When we used to have the visits from various churches and organizations at our mosque, you know, you would think, oh my God, so many people are coming, so we must be making progress. But if I must say, there's a silent majority. People in rural Alabama, rural America, continue to hold that strong feeling of hate against Muslim. So I personally think that we may have made some progress in terms of making some more ambassadors of our Muslim community, but it is very minuscule.
You're one of the founding members of the Birmingham Islamic Society, and on the organization's website is the group's statement on terrorism, which was published in the Birmingham News a few years after 9/11. The statement also includes a powerful verse from the Quran, and part of it reads, "O you who believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses for God, even if it be against yourselves, parents, or relatives." Why is it so important to keep that message up on the society's site even now?
Yeah, it was definitely after 9/11, because we really thought that it was important to make that statement. So, you know, this is something that maybe take one stick away from them that they can attack us. And it was important to ask people to look at our stand. And this verse, which is the most profound verse on justice, that message still holds. It message that continues to drive us, and we want people to know we are what it says in that message.
What are you reflecting on as we approach the 20-year anniversary of 9/11?
Let me just read you one statement. Two decades later, this is what I wrote. Okay, we are confronted with painful statistic, unimaginable violence unleashed by the military industrial complex in one of the poorest countries in the world, a war that lasted 20 years. Thousands of American soldiers killed, thousands of innocent civilians killed in collateral damage and drone strikes and carpet bombing. These are my words from my op-ed. It is so painful that our media said, okay, 13 American dead, but don't talk about 160 innocent Afghanis who lost their life when there was a bombing at the Kabul airport. And this is a tradition to talk about only us Americans, which is very important. But I'm telling you, but nobody talks about the hundreds and thousands of civilians that have been killed in the last 20 years in the name of war against terror.
Ashfaq Tawfiq, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much.
That was Ashfaq Tawfiq, President Emeritus of the Birmingham Islamic Society.